today. Good morning.
How are you doing on this chilly and very windy Monday morning?
I'm still inside the house, so.
My gosh, they hit the truck and it pushes it pretty hard.
He was right. It's supposed to get colder throughout the day, and I don't know, like Asheville and the mountains, it's supposed to be like really cold.
It's already like 36, 37 degrees right now. Freezing up in the mountains.
They were talking about getting some major snow in the mountains today and the next couple days.
Oh, so they do. And I was reading somewhere, I think it was November 11th. Remember what year? It was here recently, 2014, maybe a little bit earlier than that. But anyway, we broke the record in the upstate for the earliest snow. It wasn't much; it was just a little dusting, but still, it's crazy to think areas get snow in November.
Getting wackier and wackier every year.
Sometimes.
Mobile.
Go for CF.
Arthur Scott here. Good morning, guys.
ELKQ4GIV.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
GIV, go ahead.
With you, because I heard you at the end of mine, so I'll just give you the opportunity to go again.
KO4CEF, I'm just calling to see how everything's going this morning.
All right, we're going to try to go see if the car's runnable today and see if what's all busted and what messed up, because I really don't want to get it totaled out. So I'm tempted to just take it to a body shop and let them try to fix it. But we want to see if that's even worth trying to do. So that's where we're at with it today.
Just check it. I'll let you get back to you just talking and take you for GIV, and I'll be listening.
Well, hop in anytime. KO4, see ya.
Did you get an accident or something?
My son, who's had his little 2006 Acura TESX for 3 months, was driving down Highway 9, and I can't quite put the details together, but he went around somebody, and there was a 2026 Chevy Tahoe stopped, and he slid into the back of it. Didn't damage the Tahoe too bad, but, you know, with it being 2026, it's going to be bad either way. But his car, it pulled the bumper off of it, and the hood's pretty smashed up, and I can't really tell what else is wrong with it. So right now it's over at Chesney, sitting in the lot. We're talking about taking up. You know, we called the insurance company, but my biggest fear is they total it out, and we lose the $5,000 that we paid for the car, so...
Head out, they're not going to give you anything for it.
Afraid of, so then I'm out the $5,000 plus whatever the next call will cost, and I don't know. So it'd probably, you know, if it only cost me $2,000 or $3,000 to get that car fixed, it'd still be better than going and buying another car.
That's all right, you know, it's, you know, young people and cars don't really mix. Our teenager scares me to death every time we take him driving.
Right, though, for the most part, he's a decent driver, but his braking and whatnot is not the greatest. Like, he comes flying up on a stop sign or whatever a little too fast. But we've been letting him get out and about and drive since he's got his driver's license and whatnot. But I don't know. I don't know what he did wrong, but he hit that other car. And like I said, they towed his. I should have tried it to see if it was drivable, but... I didn't at the time. I'm assumed it was because they'd already called the tow truck and all that.
Still has his permit. He's supposed to be getting some hours in logs so he can get his level 1 license. And he hasn't been doing it, but you know, when we do take him driving, he's got the same problem. He doesn't slow down for anything. And I wonder if it's just like carryover from the physics of video games, because in video games, you know, you don't have to slow down for anything. You know, nothing is realistic. So I'm wondering if it's carryover from that. But yeah, he doesn't slow down for turns. He runs up on stop signs and red lights real fast, and almost doesn't make it sometimes. And what or if he just can't focus, but, you know, he doesn't even listen to you when you give him instructions, so it's almost like he doesn't even hear it.
And all too well, and you might be right. There could be a little bit of that in there where their mindset is on video game physics, and that's not the same thing, but, yeah, I've just about tried to put my foot through the floorboard many a time. I'm just trying to, you know, because I'm pushing on the imaginary brake on my side, and my side's just coming up a little bit too fast. Sometimes it stops way too early, so you're trying to get a happy medium in between, and it's not there.
I'll learn. I know that, you know, when our generation got our driver's license, we couldn't wait to drive. But, you know, our kid, we have to make him go driving because he just doesn't want to do it. And that's a common thing in this current generation. I don't understand where it comes from, but I think it's just because they all socialize online. You know, they don't do any in-person socialization anymore, so why do they need to drive? It's only going to make them have to do chores, right?
Because even last night, I mean, my son wouldn't always want to drive. He definitely doesn't want to drive any car that's not his. And it's annoying because he needs time behind the wheel. And we were talking about whether his car was drivable and what we might have to do to get it home so we can take it to a body shop and get it fixed. And he was talking about he didn't want to drive the car home. I'm like, well, you're not going to have a choice because you're not allowed to drive the BMW because you're not on the driver's list, and if we're not in the car, you're not allowed to get in it and move it at all, basically. And I said, so you would have to drive your car home. Whatever condition it's in, you got to drive it. He's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, I'm not calling family and friends to come get it, so you're going to do it or else.
And learning that they got to deal with stuff, right?
Sucks. What happened sucks, but, you know, got to move on. And and whether you're scared to drive again or not, you still got to get behind the wheel and do it.
I got one that's driving now that just started. She hasn't wrecked yet, but the insurance is through the roof, and I'm sure it's coming.
For teenager insurance anyway, I'm curious, because I know what we're going to have to pay when he gets his license, and I'm shocked by it, but I just want to know.
Our ticket and went from $200 a month to over $700 a month.
And I hope ours don't go up that much, but I don't know yet, because we had added ours on as a permit holder, and now our policy's re-upping, so we've added him actually in as a full driver, and so we'll see how this goes. But yeah, I don't know yet.
I'm on our insurance. So we were going to get him his own policy, but they wanted, yeah, it was $3,000 every 6 months. But it was about the same to either add him to our policy or to get him on his own. But we're going to get him on his own, and yeah, it's like $500 a month.
Moving forward, even though you don't like it. Take my son for example. He's only had his driver's license a month. He's already wrecked the car.
Insurance company is a terrible bet to make on a teenage driver because, you know, it's not a matter of if, but when.
That's because, I mean, it's inevitable because every teenager has one.
And when they make a mistake, it's, you know, car damage or damage to two cars or something along those lines. And hopefully nothing worse, but even still.
It's a Maserati.
I mean, I think North Carolina, the minimum is only like $10,000 in property damage coverage, and it's like, you know, that doesn't pay for anything anymore.
So, and I'm like, why did you have to hit a 2026 Chevy Tahoe? I mean, the dude was a little bit upset because I mean, he said he had just bought it, so he couldn't have had it long either, and you know, I mean, granted, the damage to his Tahoe in the back was not horrible, but I'd still be upset with a brand new car. I mean, I've had my truck a year now, and I'd still be upset.
To just get the brand new car, then it's going to be in the shop, and you know it's going to be in the shop for a while because, you know, brand spanking new car, parts aren't going to be available yet and all that stuff, so it's going to take months to get the parts in and get it repaired.
I'm curious if I got rear-ended by a teenager, especially if they were hot rodding around.
I mean, the only positive was my son was going slow, at the time that he hit him. I think it was probably 15, 20 miles an hour, but it was still enough to do damage to the Tahoe. And I don't know. Yeah, I would definitely be mad either way I went. Off of my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, good talking to you this morning, and we'll catch you later this week. So WTUJKT 73.
Hey, man. Talk to you later. N2SWJ.
To where you got your 2 call?
With my initials.
Their initials for their call sign.
Different things, and I tried to get just SJ, just my first and last initial, but that was taken up in everything that I could possibly put in the 25 letters. So I ended up getting SWJ, my first, middle, and last.
Well, they're hard to come by. You as well.
Yeah, I probably should have tried that, but, yeah, oh well. I got this now, and, you know, got the license, the amateur radio license plate, so I'm good. Long day. It's going to be a long week, too. I got meetings that last all day, every day, all week, and they are going to be painful.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough week for us, too. With things going the way they're going, you know, we're kind of in defense mode and just trying to get things done and, you know, get things out the door while we still can.
4 projects that have to be completed by the end of the year, and they are not small projects, and they're all right on top of each other, and we are just pushed to the limit. And then on top of that, Thursday night, my superstar on my team just died. No explanation, no health problems, no nothing. Just, he lives in Minnesota and just didn't come in for work on Friday, and I called his emergency contacts, and his dad was like, last night he died, and the whole team is shooken up from that, and it's just like, wow.
About that, yeah, that's tough when that happens. It's just, you know, especially if he's healthy and doesn't have any conditions, like his family must be completely wrecked. Just so unexpected. So, man, my thoughts go out for them for sure. But yeah, it's hard to come back from. I mean, we're expanding into markets outside the U.S. because of everything going on here, and we're trying to get everything, safety certifications done before the end of the year, and, you know, maybe first quarter next year, just try to get those stuff shipping, because, it's rough here right now, so just trying to make up for it.
Completely. You ain't lying about it being rough here.
I don't understand the whole thing about just taking something that's perfectly good and wrecking it just because, but that's what we've got right now, and, it's going to be some pain before it gets any better. So we're just trying to diversify our markets and get out to the world more and see what we can do.
Yeah.
For some time off in a couple of weeks, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from this week, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I have no clue. I've lost track of time, space, and everything.
It has to go, and of course, it's PTO season coming up too, because we have a use it or lose it vacation policy. So most everybody in the company is going to be off for at least the last 2 or 3 weeks of December, because nobody's been able to take any vacations so far this year. So we're pretty much going to have the last half of December is pretty useless.
Going to take the week after Thanksgiving, or not Thanksgiving, I mean Christmas off. So, we'll see how that goes, but that's what I'm planning on.
Before Christmas, the week of Christmas, and the week after Christmas off. Because I'm taking it as PTO, but I know I'm still going to have to work over most of it, at least part of, part-time, just keep track of everything. So, yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
I have to work over my PTO, too.
volunteer job and a pretty darn good paycheck, so I'm not going to complain about it.
Neither am I, but I do have plans for my PTO. I am going to go out and do at least one, if not several, POTUS. I'm going to learn how and figure out and start doing some parks on the air.
And I've only done it once, but, you know, that was my learning experience. I took the teenager with me. My teenager got his ham ticket back in August, so he's a technician. And I'm trying to bug him to get his general so he can do more HF stuff. But we were trying to do some POTA on 10 meters in his, you know, in the 28.3 to 28.5 technician part of it. But the band wasn't open, so we didn't make any contacts. But we're going to try to go out again during the December break as well, because, you know, they're off from school the last 2 weeks of the year, too. So we'll probably go out and do a few POTAs as well.
He's going to take the test this weekend when they offer it at the Red Cross, and hopefully he'll get his technician license, and then we'll see how he does. He's been studying, so we'll see how that goes, and I was hoping to take him and do some POTA and whatnot and some fun stuff like that.
Good luck. Hopefully he will pass it, you know. And, you know, our kids studied for a couple of weeks. You know, they study for the test by trying to memorize the answers. You know, if it gets in the ticket, it gets in the ticket. But, yeah, hopefully he'll pass and be able to go out and do that stuff with you.
I do, too, memorize the answer.
Kid, you know, he does the bare minimum and only does it as, you know, puts everything off to the very last minute and only does it only when he absolutely has to. I studied half-assed for it for like a month, and then, you know, I said, look, you're taking the test Tuesday whether you want to or not, so I think he spent like the last 48 hours like constantly cramming for it, and he passed it. He only missed like three or four questions on it, so that's good, but I don't think he actually understood anything.
If they're anything like me, you can do that stuff and take the study for the test and everything, but until you get your hands on the radio and you start messing with it and turning the dials and everything, that's when you really start learning the stuff.
And when we went out for our POTA, you know, I have a buddy pole, and I brought the antenna analyzer with me. I'm like, look, you know, this radio doesn't have an antenna tuner, so we have to make the antenna a good match on the frequency we're going to use. So I gave him the antenna analyzer, said, look, you know, scan it and then make it longer or shorter, move the feed point left or right until you get this thing a match. And, you know, he started to get the hang of it. He started to realize, hey, if I make it longer, it goes down. If I make it shorter, it goes up. If I move the feed point one way or the other, the SWR changes. So, yeah, he got pretty good at it. He managed to get like a 1.5, you know, across most of the 20-meter band for us. So that was pretty good. Learned a good practical experience. If we get out for some POTAs over that time frame, if we can manage to get out at the same time, we ought to have your kid talk to my kid if we can make that work. I don't know what band, about 6 meters might work for that. But yeah, maybe that would give them a little bit of encouragement to, you know, at least be able to converse with a peer on the radio instead of, you know, us old guys.
Yeah, that would work out really well.
Address on your QRZ profile?
It is.
Yeah. You know today, and we can reach out over that break and see what we can do.
That sounds good, man.
It's November 2 SWJ or W2 SWJ?
November 2 Sierra Whiskey Juliet.
Last part, I just couldn't remember what the first part was, so November 2, got it. What do you have?
I'm probably going to use the front faceplate off of my FTX1, which only does 10 watts. I can take the whole thing and it'll do 100 watts, but I've got a biopolymer battery thingamajigger that in a power works box to use to power it. And then I've got this antenna that breaks down and put it all together and set it up.
Us would be fine. You know, 6 meters is kind of a magical band for ground waves. So as long as we're on the same polarization, you know, vertical, horizontal, it should be great.
Yeah, two different antennas to use. I've got a I've got a tear down and break down, tear down and break white, but a vertical, and I've got a infed wire that to use for it as well.
Well, which could be vertical or horizontal. So yeah, we'll just figure that out when the time comes. But yeah, we should be able to make it work. Coda radio is a TS480HX, so I've got 200 watts I can play with, and with my my EV, I pretty much have unlimited power. So it's a 65 kilowatt battery, and this kilowatt hour battery in this thing, so it can do the job no matter what.
I can power the thing off my hybrid, and it's not that big of a battery, but it's got a pretty big battery in it, and I could run it off of that, and it would last a good while too.
T100D in the car with that ATAS on the back, so yeah, I can do some serious POTA work, probably two stations, and never have to worry about running out of battery. It's kind of nice, and surprisingly, you know, the EV, I was expecting a whole lot of HF noise out of the EV, but really there isn't any at all. I mean, it's perfectly quiet. You know, if I stop and pull over and turn the drive off, there's no less noise than there is, you know, because I can run it off a battery, and with the EV completely shut down, there's no less noise than there is when it's running and I'm driving. So, you know, everybody likes to talk about how EVs trash the vans and stuff, but no, that's not been my experience at all.
Yeah, on my hybrid, I haven't had any problems with it. On my, I have a mobile unit that'll do HF, and I haven't had any problems with that at all either.
Or two is Winter Field Day, and I believe it's last weekend in January this year, and that should be a fun time with my my mobile setup, because I've not had a mobile setup before the last couple months. I just finally decided to go ahead and try to do something mobile, so I'm probably going to try to go drive into somewhere with my EV and operate from the car, you know, because I can run the heat and stuff like that, and probably run all day and not have to worry about it.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, my XYL just texted me, so I'm going to give her a call and see what's going on this morning. So I hope you have a great day, and I'll drop you an email later this morning when I get to the office. Have a good one, man. We'll talk to you later. This is WTUJKT. I'll be clearing your final.
Hey, man. Have a great day, and talk to you soon. Look forward to the email. And this is N2SWJ. Out.